Do you know how long you've been sitting there? Tied to the chair, blindfold over your eyes, waiting to hear something besides the ticking of the clock. Seconds turn to minutes, which turn to hours. You don't know how long you've been stuck here, do you? No, you don't. You hear the flick of something metallic, knowing in your heart what it is, but trying to rationalize with yourself that it's something else. Taking a seat in your lap, you can only lie to yourself for so long before you feel the sharp blade against your neck, dancing across your skin, pressing ever so lightly. Your heart starts to pick up. How adorable. If you don't want to end up cutting yourself, you're going to need to stay nice and still for me, baby. It would be such a shame to harm such a lovely body. Not that there's anything to really stop me. The rope keeping you bound to the chair makes it so you can't move. Can't even squirm away from the blade's cold touch. The knife starts to go lower, tracing down your neck, over your collarbones, and pausing at your chest. The tip starts to press into your nipple, causing the sensitive nub to harden at the sensation. Pressing the tip ever so slightly, starting to drag it across.
That sounded like red. Did you say red, baby? Hey, it's okay. It's all right. I'm just getting off of you. Then I'm going to put the knife down, all right? That's what you're hearing. I know you can't see anything, so it goes down just like that. I'm going to take off your blindfolds, get you out of the restraints, and then we can head over to the bed. Does that sound all right? Okay. Just breathe with me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. There we are. Vision coming back to you. A little bit spotty since you were just in pure darkness and now you're back in our bedroom. But that's okay because we never left. The chair has always been in our home. You're safe. It's been me this entire time. You're all right. Now, using the scissors to get you out of this rope. It's going to be a lot faster this way, just trust me. I can always get new rope. You're way more important than rope would ever be. It's going to be all right, baby. You're okay. You're safe. Are you ready to take another deep breath for me? I think it would be really good for you. Let's take another deep breath, okay? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. And exhale. Good job. Move your limbs around. Get feeling back in them.
Do you need my help getting up? All right, on the count of three again. Ready? One, two, three. Walking the both of us over to the bed. You're okay. You're almost there. It's gonna be all right. Get underneath the covers for me. There you are, making yourself nice and comfortable. Can I get you anything? Some food? Maybe a drink? Another blanket? Some clothes? Yeah, I can join you. Whatever you need, tell me and it's yours. Now scooch. Taking my spot next to you, quickly wrapping you in my arms. You climb on top of my chest, head instantly resting against my breast. Can you hear my heartbeat? Can feel how your body starts to relax against me as I begin to pet you. It's not too much, right? Thank you, baby. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going past your limit or something. Let's take another deep breath, okay? Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. And hold it. Now exhale. One, two, three, four, five. Let's go again. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. And breathe out. One, two, three, four, five. One more time for good luck. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. And exhale. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. That's it. You're okay. You're safe. You're right here with me. What we're doing, it wasn't real. It was just a scene that we both wanted to play out. You remember how we planned it for hours yesterday? That's all it was. It was just a scene that got too intense. That's my fault, Lovebug. You did nothing wrong. You did the right thing. You got freaked out, knew your limits, and vocalized it. I could never be mad at you for respecting your own boundaries. I'm proud of you for recognizing it and not pushing yourself further. You actually listened to your needs. You did the right thing. There's no need to beat yourself up or feel bad or guilty over it. I'm really proud of you, baby. You don't need to disrespect yourself like that, okay? I still love you. I still want to be with you. I still want you as my submissive. I don't think any less of you because you needed your safe word. That's why we use the traffic light system. Using your safe word is kind of the point of having it, right? It's a way to communicate with me that you need a break. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a great sub because you are able to tell me what you need. And then I can help you better. You didn't let it fester or get worse so that stuff gets really bad. You communicated your needs to me, and now I can take care of you. You should be proud of yourself. It means that I can trust that you're going to take your feelings into account. A scene isn't a good scene if only one of us is having fun, right? And you wouldn't be this hard on me if I safe-worded out, would you? So, There's no need for you to treat yourself so poorly, Lovebug. You're the same person as you were 10 minutes ago before you used it. I'm not going to stop caring for you simply because you express something. I'm guessing you started to freak out because you were tied to a chair. You had a blindfold on, so you kind of had to rely on your sense of hearing. And then once the blade of the knife started to press into you and it maybe hurt a little bit, you thought it might actually cut you or something, so you kind of freaked out. Is that about right? A perfectly normal reaction, baby. When we were going over the session yesterday, I asked if you wanted this. You said yes. I then triple-checked with you and you agreed. That's the whole reason we established the safe word in the first place. It's to protect you if you think you can handle something, and it turns out this time you couldn't. No harm, no foul, no judgment. You did the right thing. I can promise you that. You don't need to be so brutal on yourself. Am I being mean to you over it? Then if I'm not being mean about it, and I'm not upset over it, why would you be upset over it? Hey, it's okay. It's all right. Take a deep breath. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. It's okay. You're here with me. There's nothing going on. You are safe in my arms. I'm right here, baby. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to lose me if that's what you're afraid of. There's absolutely nothing you could say that would make me want to leave you. I want to get a better idea of what's going on in that beautiful head of yours. That's all. What are you thinking that has you so freaked out? That's crazy talk. Do you genuinely believe that just because you can't do an intense scene like this, that you might not be good enough for me? No, I'm not even going to entertain that. I would not be here if I didn't enjoy my time with you. Do you really think using your safe word is going to make me chicken out of this relationship? Hell fucking no, it isn't. I love you for you. I don't want some mindless submissive who's just going to go along with whatever I say. It's fun to roleplay every so often, sure, but I have nothing but respect for you. You're my partner. You know I don't mean anything I say during the scene, right? I think you're the single most amazing person on this planet. I could be having the worst fucking day, and I come home and see you on the couch or the computer or something, and it all just melts away. I forget everything else in the world when I look at you. You are my safe place. You're my home. I'm not going to give that up, baby. I would have to be crazy. You're perfect. I'm more upset with myself because I pushed you to one of your limits. I would never be mad about you using one of your safe words. All I ever want is to make you feel good. I want to provide you. Sorry, that came out wrong. I want to provide for you. Give you the cushy life you've always deserved. So, if I'm not allowed to beat myself up over accidentally freaking you out, You aren't allowed to beat yourself up over recognizing and respecting your needs, okay? Mm-mm. That's not good enough. I'm going to need a pinky promise, love bug. I don't take you at your word when it comes to sensitive issues like this. You tend to listen to that irrational voice in the back of your head more than you do me. I'm not trying to discredit you. I'm just trying to let you know that the voice isn't always telling the truth. It just spits back out your deepest insecurities. I would never be upset with you for safe wording out. I want you just as much as I did this morning. The only future I want is the one with you in it, baby. So please, don't be hard on yourself. You don't need to beat yourself up or make yourself feel bad. The guilt isn't necessary because you haven't done anything wrong. You only advocated for yourself so that I could get you into a situation that made you feel safer. You did good, baby. You should be proud of yourself because I know I am. It's all right if you want to close your eyes, love bug. I'm not going anywhere. Going to stay right here with you until you feel better. You're not getting away from me that easily. Nuzzling against my chest. My heartbeat soothes you as you feel the vibrations from my voice. The rumble feels so wonderful as you wrap your arms around me, pulling me closer. There, there, baby. You're okay. I told you from the very beginning. You're okay. You're safe now. It's all over. You're right here. Right with me. You're laying in the bed that we share, in the apartment that we rent. You're not wherever your brain went. You're here with me. You can feel me underneath you, my arms stroking your back, my voice in your ear, my warmth encompassing you. The longer you stay here, the more you feel relaxed, getting comfortable as the tension releases. Your body begins to leave fight or flight modes. It was just a scene. It wasn't real. It was something we planned together. And it stopped the second you wanted it to, didn't it? Of course it did. I love you, baby. And if you aren't having fun, then I'm not having fun. Your enjoyment is just as important as mine. If not more so. I mean, if it wasn't for you, then I wouldn't get to do scenes like this. You draw the picture, I color in the lines. Sometimes I accidentally go out of them, and that's when you use the word, and we fix the situation together. We stop the scene, and we go into taking care of you mode. You know, overprotective girlfriend mode. You're not just some random sub to me, you're my partner. Your health and happiness is always going to come first. I'm always going to love you. My feelings don't change simply because you used your safe words. I fear that would make me a bad dominant if I got upset with you for taking care of yourself, right? Such a sleepy little nod. You don't have to stay up just for me, baby. If you're falling asleep, let it take you. You've had a big day today. I really didn't mean to scare you. For that, I'm sorry. Truthfully and genuinely, I'm probably going to be feeling guilty over it for the next few days, so be prepared to be spoiled in presents. You know, in an attempt to make it up to you. Even though this is something we discussed and we were just trying out, I still feel a little bit bad. Cuddled on top of me. You're safe now. It's all right, love bug. The scene's over. You're okay. You're in the arms of the person who loves you most in this world. Absolutely nothing can touch you. Some would consider you the luckiest person in the world to have someone who cares about you so much. I'm going to stay right here with you. Going to keep holding you. Even while you sleep so that nothing can get you. Please, don't beat yourself up over using the safe word, baby. I know you don't like using it, but it's there for a reason. To keep the both of us safe. You did the right thing, and I'm so proud of you, love bug. Yes, I am. You're the best partner I could ever ask for.